This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. We're on the road as we take in both the WHL Awards Luncheon and the annual Bantam Draft. And ahead, we'll have a full recap of the 2 days in Calgary. We'll hear from some of the award winners and the big newsmakers on draft day. The WHL Board of Governors unanimously approving the sale of the Regina Pats to Queen City Sports and Entertainment and the Prince George Cougars to Edge Pro Sports, finalizing the process. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We're excited. We believe we've assembled, both in Prince George and Regina, two outstanding, high-caliber ownership groups that are not only capable of taking this franchise to new levels, but really providing stability in the Prince George market where we need it most.
The ownership transfer of the Cougars ends a long relationship with the Brodsky family as owners, with both Rick and Jack.
When you consider that we're in our 48th season of the Western Hockey League and the Brodskys were involved in that, almost 40 years of that, and now Rick and Prince George, who was involved, of course, with the family in Saskatoon before moving to Victoria and then to Prince George, long-standing owners who have done tremendous work, and to Russ and Diane Parker and Brant as well in Regina. We couldn't have asked for that franchise to be operated better. I didn't get the results they always wanted, but I think in terms of the quality of the way they ran their operation, it was very successful.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL Bantam Draft saw Winnipeg's Stelio Mateos as the first overall selection by the Brandon Wheat Kings. For Wheat Kings general manager Kelly McCrimmon, it was the right fit.
Stelio was a real good young prospect. We big, strong, skilled, I think great in the intangibles with his character, his work ethic. And, just a guy that we think is going to really develop into an impact player in our organization. He'll complement some of the good young players that we currently have. And real excited, exciting for our organization to be able to select first, which we've never done. And, of course, real nice for our fans.
Was it the plan all along, or was it a tough decision here down to the wire for your franchise?
Well, there's a group of players that we feel were worthy candidates to be the first selection, and I think to go through the process correctly, you need to do your homework on each player and look at the different strengths, weaknesses, possibilities, project where you think these guys are going to be in 3 or 4 years, which is real important. And at the end of the whole process, we had a real high comfort level that this was the best player in the 1999 age group and the young man that we wanted to put into our organization.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the big winner of the WHL Awards Ceremony was Sam Reinhart of the Kootenay Ice, first claiming the most sportsmanlike trophy, and then the winner of the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for WHL Player of the Year. The Victoria Royals were also big winners, Executive of the Year going to General Manager Cam Hope, and behind the bench, Dave Lowry as the top coach. Well, standing beside a victorious sweep, both with management and behind the bench, Cam Hope, WHL Executive of the Year. First of all, Cam, hey, you know what? What a splash you've made in the league in your short time.
Well, it's only been a couple of years that I've been here, and I have to always say off the top that it's I have to thank Graham Lee because it was less than 2 years ago that he handed me the keys to this rig, knowing that I hadn't driven one before. And I have to tell you, the learning curve is pretty steep, but this is a good league and a good group of guys, and the cooperation is incredible. And you're in a position where if you work hard, you can succeed.
Cam, the WHL, what has it meant to you, and what have you seen out of it? Were you surprised at all the quality of the league in your 2 years here?
Yeah, not surprised at all. I mean, I have a history like most kids that grew up in Western Canada in growing up in Edmonton with the first generation of the Oil Kings back in the 70s. So I'm familiar with the league from that end and from a professional point of view, and I just think it's fantastic. We always say it's the finest development hockey league in the world, but it's more than that. The people that work in this league, as you know, are really the best there are in the business, and to be able to work here is a privilege, and to get an award like this, it makes me incredibly proud just because of that.
And I guess you hired the right guy, not because he's standing here, but because he's also the WHL Coach of the Year in Dave Lowry.
Yeah, you know, it was another stroke of luck. Graham Lee calling me was a stroke of luck, and sometimes you get lucky as well when there's someone like Dave who's available when you need a coach. And it's if there's one single piece of the puzzle that fell into place and has made a success, it's obviously Dave and the coaching staff. What he's been able to do with this team and with the players that we provide him is absolutely remarkable to watch.
Well, Cam, congratulations. A great run this year, and the team is really built for the next years ahead. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dave Lowry, head coach of the WHL this year. And you know what? You're no stranger to this. You've had success in Calgary and now Victoria. What does this award mean to you?
Well, I think it's a tremendous honor. Obviously, you know, I look at the peer group and the quality of coaching in the Western Hockey League. And just to be recognized is, you know, it's a tremendous honor. And obviously, your team has to show improvement or make steps. And I really credit the leadership of our kids and their ability and willingness to want to learn and get better.
You mentioned your colleagues. I mean, this is a tough league to coach in. There's some great coaches with NHL experience. Every night, I'm sure you're kept on your toes.
And I think that's what the draw is. We're all aspiring, just like players. Most of us would like to get to the National Hockey League as a coach at some point. And you look at the quality, and you have to make sure that you're good every night. And that is, you know, we challenge our players, and we get challenged by our peers to make sure, number one, our team is prepared. But, we're prepared as well.
Your general manager, Cam Hope, gets you the players. You coach the players. It seems to be working on the island.
Well, I think it's a great environment, and Cam and I were fortunate that one is the calming effect here, and Cam has a great demeanor, and he's a great person and an easy person to work with, and that's what makes it enjoyable to go and try and do your job every day.
You share this award today with your general manager, Dave. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
Jordan Cook of the Kelowna Rockets beats out Tristan Jarry, the Edmonton Oil Kings, to capture top goaltender honors in the WHL. Boy, looking back, he probably couldn't have asked for a better 20-year-old season. I'm sure WHL League Final would have been nice, but all in all, a great year for you.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of owe a lot of my success to my team. This year has been pretty incredible with the records that we broke and, you know, just the little things like that. I believe that this is just kind of a reflection of all that.
You know, I talked to you here just days after being eliminated from the playoffs. Can you take solace in the fact it was a great year and still look back and say, boy, we accomplished a lot?
Yeah, definitely. It's always unfortunate when you lose out in playoffs, especially when you're that close. But all in all, it was an unbelievable year. It's especially being the 20-year-old and graduating, it's definitely a great year to leave on.
You think of some of the goaltenders that have won this award, and I think back to Darcy Kemper, who, as we talk, will play a Game 7 in a Stanley Cup Final tonight, and that's just a couple of years ago. There's been some great goaltenders to capture this award.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was kind of blessed that I got to watch Darcy Kemper play his final year here when I was a rookie, but you know, looking on this trophy, there are so many incredible goalies that went on to have successful futures, and you know, hopefully one day that might be me. Hopefully this award will open some doors, but if not, you know, that's just life, and I guess scholarship to fall back on.
4 years in the WHL, what will you take from your time in this league, Jordan?
You know, I think it's just the way you handle situations on and off the ice. You're put in a different kind of places that, you know, most people aren't really comfortable in. You kind of learn to adapt and go from there. So, you know, being in Kelowna with Bruce Hamilton and their organization, you know, we're set up with a lot of different kind of coaches, whether it's manners or public speak and stuff like that. You know, I was very blessed to have that opportunity.
Well, great job with this, Jordan. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This year's top defenseman in the WHL, Derek Pouliot of the Portland Winterhawks. Derek, boy, your last year in this league, and you know, I'm sure a WHL title, another one would be nice, but this is some nice hardware to take too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a big honor. I mean, there's a lot of very good defensemen in this league, and you know, it's a huge honor to accept this award.
You know, 5 years ago, almost to the day, you were brought up to be the first overall pick of the WHL Bantam Draft. Think of what the WHL has done for your development the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I mean, this is a very, very good league for developing players. And, you know, coming in as a 16-year-old, I was a little scared. But, you know, I'm very happy with how things have turned out. And wouldn't change anything for the world.
I guess back to the matter of business, and that's the WHL Championship Series for the Edgerton Health Cup beginning on the weekend, and a familiar opponent you guys will face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 3 years in a row against the same team, you don't barely ever see it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a hard series, and we're looking forward to it.
Congratulations on the award, Derek. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests, and it should be a great rubber match in the WHL Championship Series for the Edgerton Health Cup. It gets going in Portland as the Winterhawks and Oil Kings set to meet again. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.